Welcome to the Guerrilla Trading Podcast. We are doing a podcast to maximize the amount of value on your journey to becoming a full-time trader. Because as you know, as a trader, there will be many obstacles and roadblocks we will face. And it's about overcoming these obstacles by creating processes, creating a rock-solid mindset, and creating a consistent routine, which will allow you to have that consistency in the markets. So it's all about creating habits, right? And as a trader, one thing we have to do is we have to have a good routine. A good routine is vital. You may have heard me talk about this many, many times in many episodes. Now, as a trader, we have to understand that if we don't have structure and routine, it's likely that we're not gonna follow our plans. It's likely that we're not gonna do the things that we're supposed to do. So one thing that I always promote to most people, especially my traders within our community, is having that structure and a set routine. Think about it, when you're at work, right? Or even when you're at school, you have that routine set out. You wake up, you go to school, you come home, you maybe go to bed, you then the next day, the same, right? And when you go to work, it's exactly the same thing. Everything's planned out for you. But what happens is when you become a trader, it's very different. You have to have that routine. You have to have that structure. Because if you don't, what's going to happen? It's likely that you're going to slack off. It's likely that you're going to pull back. And think about it. Think about any person that is successful. Think about if it's an example I'd like to use. It's talking about going into the Olympics. You work for years and years and years as an athlete to get to the Olympics. What happens? You then get to the Olympics and all of a sudden you say, well, I'm here now. I don't have to put the work in. I don't have to train today. Again, it doesn't work like that. As a professional, you have to have the routine. You have to have the structure. And for us as traders, we need to be the same. We need to have a daily structure, daily goals that we have to achieve. Now, let me go through some of the things that really help me. Some of the things that I do on a daily basis that help me to achieve the success that I have today. So one of the key things that helped me was having goals. I speak about this often. I've done many videos about goals, and it's really about having those goals and it's daily goals. Again, we all have the big goals. We all have our actionable steps, but it's about having daily goals, understanding what it is that you want to do. And what I do, a process that I do is I write down five of the most important things that I need to do that day. And what I do is I tick one off at a time. But one thing that I've done, a process that I've created that helped me, is making sure that you finish one goal before you move to the next. Because what I tend to found that I did is I was doing a bit of each goal and I never actually completed one of them. So one lesson that I did was actually complete one goal, tick it off, then start the next one. Do not start multiple goals at the same time because it's likely that you won't finish any of them. So key thing is making sure you have your daily goals and making sure you complete one at a time. Also, doing affirmations. For me, it's the most important thing that I do. I write down on a piece of paper, so on my pad, I have 24 lines. I write down 24 times what it is that I want to achieve. Whatever it is that you want to do, you have to write it down. And you have to write it down multiple times. Now, many of you may be saying, well, that's a bit silly. Why would you do this? Well, this is to ingrain it into your subconscious. It's for your subconscious to really understand because your subconscious likes to see repetitive things, likes to see you repeating it. Now, when I write down my affirmations, once I've done the whole 24 of them lines, I then go and say it out loud. I actually say the affirmation 24 times out loud. And I really say it with vigor and with a lot of emphasis. I really say it with emotion. And what happens is you tend to find that when you do this, it really sinks into your subconscious. It sets you up for the day because all you think about is your affirmations, what it is that you've said at the beginning of the day. And all of them are going to be positive. So again, you're already starting your day up with a positive mindset, which means that you're likely to continue with that positivity for that day. And also waking up earlier, making sure you get out of bed earlier. That means it gives you more time in the day. By having more time in the day, it means that you're able to achieve more things. Now, again, for me, I always wake up very early, around 5-6 o'clock every single day. And that gives me enough time to fit more things into my day and allows me to really achieve them goals that I've set out. Also, another key valuable thing that I do is having a cold shower every day. Now, there's a lot of research about what cold showers do for you and what cold water does to you. It really helps you reinvigorate and really feel fresh, really make you feel good for the day. Again, there are lots of health benefits. And for me, I do it every single day as part of my daily routine and as part of my daily goals. So again, these are some tips for you that you can really achieve. And I don't think they're that hard. I don't think they're that hard for you to achieve. I think each and every one of you can do it. Now, one final thing that I do, which I think really helps me and it parts me on my self-education, is reading 10 pages a day on a book, whatever book it may be. Because if you think about it, if you're doing 10 pages a day, you are compounding that every single day till the end of the year. You read multiple books and you gain more knowledge. Again, giving you that experience because it's all about self-growth. It's all about you growing as an individual. And by you doing that, being able to read at 10 pages a day is really going to advance you and take you to that next level. Thank you very much for listening to the Guerrilla Trading Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, please don't forget to leave us a star rating on whatever streaming service that you are listening to. Also, make sure you check out the upcoming podcast. As you know, we have a large community of like-minded individuals all on the same path to that consistency on becoming a full-time trader. So if you like what you hear and you like what you see with Guerrilla Trading, please don't forget to click the link below that will take you to our websites. And I look forward to seeing you on the other side.